Hello, I am Dr. Davar from the MD Anderson Cancer Center. I will be giving some updates on exciting studies that are being presented this year at the ASH 2019 meeting in Orlando, Florida, focusing on AML, acute myeloid leukemia, and MDS, myelodysplastic syndrome. There are a few special studies that I think are bringing in new drugs to the AML-MDS field, hopefully in the next 1 or 2 years. These are, of course, in addition to the numerous breakthroughs that have occurred already in AML in the last 3 to 4 years, such as the venetoclax-based therapies, FLT3 and IDH therapies, CD33 antibody drug conjugates, hedgehog inhibitors, CPX351 and others. But at this year, specifically among the new drugs beyond these that we're aware of, are two agents that I think are especially active. One of them is in drug called CD47. This is a type of immunotherapy. One of my primary areas of clinical research for many years has been developing immunotherapies that enhance the T cell biology and the T cell activity against tumors. So the CD47 is a similar immune checkpoint antibody, but instead of activating T cells, it's the immune checkpoint on the surface of macrophages. And by using CD47 antibody, we are able to activate macrophages. The activated macrophages infiltrate into the leukemic marrow, and we actually can see and even visualize on photon microscopy phagocytosis of the leukemia cells. So this preclinical data that was very nicely developed by Irv Weizman, Ravi Majeti, and others in Stanford many years ago has now led to a clinical trial of azacitidine with CD47 in newly diagnosed frontline AML above 65 who are not candidates for induction chemotherapy, as well as in newly diagnosed intermediate high, very high risk IPSS-R MDS. And the updated data were presented here at ASH and are quite striking and encouraging. Now, with about 61 patients enrolled, we see that the 30-day mortality in this frontline population is zero. This is quite outstanding for a multicenter study, better than we have seen with almost any other study. Also, in general, quite well tolerated. We are not seeing any of the immune checkpoint-associated toxicities we have seen with PD-1 and others. And the main thing that we do note is an early on-target anemia, as CD47 seems to be expressed on older red cells, and that actually may be the only other area in the normal human body it's expressed. So we recommend early monitoring transfusions for these patients by day 10. After that, they seem to tolerate things well. Looking at the efficacy data, this was quite encouraging. In frontline MDS, the response rates were shown to be 92%. Responses are very durable, and it appeared that only two patients had lost response with a median follow-up of 8.5 months, and that all the MDS patients were alive. In AML, we saw the response rate was 66%, and the responses also seemed to be durable here. And the overall activity, especially in a TP53 population, was separately shown. 7 out of 9 TP53 patients responded for a response rate of about 75%, and it appeared that only one of those had relapsed. So all in all, very encouraging early activity, and more importantly to me, very encouraging early safety, which is critical because this may be a very nice backbone for us to further combine drugs, and we can envision in the future combination of azacitidine venetoclax with CD47, and potentially this will be curative for many of our MDS and AML patients. The other very important study was a very large, multicenter, multinational, randomized study looking at a very novel approach, which is maintenance in AML. This is something that has never really been established in AML. There have been phase II studies showing maintenance with IV azacitidine, decitabine. Both European and American studies can improve outcomes, relapse-free survival, and overall survival, but these were phase IIs. This was the first large randomized phase III study giving oral azacitidine to patients above 55 years of age who had completed their planned induction consolidation, and the patients were randomized either to get the oral azacitidine on the investigational arm versus best supportive care, which is the standard of care after completion of induction consolidation therapy. Importantly, these were patients who were not going to transplant, either because they were not candidates for transplant in the opinion of the physician, or they did not have transplant donor, or the patient decided not to go to transplant. So this was an approach for patients who were not going for transplant. The study showed, in a randomized fashion, improvement in overall survival, both clinically and statistically meaningful and significant with a good tail to the curve. And we think that this will be adopted very quickly once hopefully the drug is approved. So this is a late breaker abstract at ASH presented by Dr. Andrew Wei. And this data, I think, for the first time establishes maintenance in AML as a standard approach in addition to induction consolidation. We have done this in ALL for 25 years. Now in AML, we will also be using this concept. So I think these are the two major studies for ASH this year. Going forward, next year and the ASH after that, I think we're going to see a lot of developments. We're already seeing it in the immunotherapy field. There are other novel targets such as TIM-3. PD-1 may be a good combination partner with azacitidine-47, maybe with azacitidine-venetoclax, and those kind of triplet trials are ongoing. Of course, we will continue to identify biomarkers of response to different venetoclax combinations. We expect in the next year, in the next 4 to 6 months especially, a readout of another phase III study using MDM2 inhibitor idesanutlin in the relapsed AML. This is the MIRO study, and if it's positive, we'll bring yet another drug, the 10th drug potentially, idesanutlin, for treatment of relapsed AML, not FLT3, not IDH mutated, which remains an open area for development. So all in all, a lot of things to be expected and should be a very busy and exciting year for patients, physicians, and research in AML MDS in 2020. Thank you.